This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. As I'm doing the show from a couch at the crib. You know, probably talking to us from his couch, too, at his crib. That will be Dane Moore from Zone Coverage, Minnesota, joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Where are you right now, Dane? I shouldn't assume.
Where do you think I am? I'm at home. I'm just like you.
I don't know. That's why I asked the question, because I shouldn't assume. I'm assuming that you're probably at the crib, and I shouldn't do that. You never know where you could be.
I think I'm obeying the rules just like everybody else. You know, it's getting a little stale in here. You know, this is a lot of time at home. It's a lot of time at home.
I'm just making sure, man, because I could have swore when they showed video like B-roll the other day on TV in regards to people being out at the lakes and they're all kind of clustered together. I thought I saw Dane Moore. So I was a little bit concerned about you, bro.
No, I'm getting out and taking walks. That's legit, right? You can do that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I ran 3 miles a day, but I typically get in, I get out, and I do the majority of my stuff at home. I mean, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I've cut it down to, because I know that there are some people that are just not following the guidelines, they're not paying attention, and they're going to store after store after, like, why are you living in the store? Just go out one day a week, and I shouldn't tell people how to live their lives, but I'm just following the guidelines of going out one day a week to get groceries, get food, whatever, and sit my butt on the couch for the rest of the week. So my one day a week I've already designated is Friday. That's when I will run my errands. I'll go to Target. I'll go to Costco, do all those things on a Friday. And then the rest of the week, it's a wrap. So I'm just kind of chilling out. Hey, in that last commercial break, I did kind of depress myself a little bit because last segment I was talking about Las Vegas and how they're dealing with the homeless out there because of the coronavirus and COVID-19. And I just started thinking about the fact that I can't go to Vegas this summer, man. No NBA Summer League, man. That's a bummer. I had such a blast out there last year, man. Stayed at the Palazzo, was living large, you know, people going to Topgolf and hanging out and having a good time. No NBA Summer League, man. Are you as bummed as I am about that?
I actually am. I have thought about that numerous times of like, you know, because we're trying to set up things. I am, at least, where I'm thinking about, okay, when this gets better, you know, once this clears off, like what is something to look forward to? And that is always like a staple of my summer. And I literally tell people, obviously everybody in media, I recommend going to Summer League, but I tell people, if you like hoops, like, that is the best vacation. You know, go watch basketball during the day. It's actually good basketball, I think. People give it a bad rap. It's basketball. It's all the guys you watch play in college all year. And then go do whatever you want to do at night or skip a day, go to the pool, whatever. Summer League is the best. It is the best. And I'll miss that. I'll miss hanging out with you, hanging out with the Timberwolves people. I mean, it is a staple of the summer gone.
I love it, dude. I love everything. But we're a little bit different, me and you both. We're like basketball geeks that way. Like we really get into it, right? And like for me, like I love Vegas anyway. I mean, outside of like NBA Summer League, I love going to Vegas. I love to like go in a sports book and gamble and just kind of, you know, walk up and down the strip and all of that stuff. Like that's like number two though. Like in terms of like geeking out on basketball. Number two is NBA Summer League. My favorite thing from a summertime perspective is, I don't know if you've ever heard of this event, but the Nike Peach Jam, which takes place. And it's the bomb. It is absolutely amazing. I have went at least going back in the day. I want to say that I went, what, 7 consecutive years? It is truly awesome. Where you are in, and it's unlike Vegas because it's Augusta, Georgia, right? There is no strip. You are, it's if you're not at the hotel and you're around the recruits, the top-tier high school basketball players, and you're doing interviews or you're coaching up kids or whatever, then you're at the gym and you're seeing the best of the best of the best. So those are my two, man, going to NBA Summer League and going to the Nike Peace Jam. And I just don't think that either are going to happen this summer, man, which is a little bit
frustrating. It's sad. It's sad. It is sad. You know what? It's funny, too, how that will kind of change everything. I mean, for Peach Jam, that's such a like important part of, you know, the AAU circuit and the college basketball recruiting circuit is, you know, these kids getting exposure there to, you know, to get into the D1 basketball, like, stream. And, you know, teams aren't going to have that opportunity to scout players. You're not going to have summer league to scout players. You're not going to have any of the individual workouts to scout any of these draft guys in the whole draft process there. Like the ripple effect of this on like actually understanding who prospects are is going to be, I think it's going to like have an impact not only on this draft, but like on college basketball next year and the draft after that. Like, all these guys are going to be way more unknown than they typically are, you know, when we go into this whole thinking about the draft process.
Yeah. We're talking to Dane Moore from Zone Coverage here on Late Night on News Talk 830 WCCO. Give him a follow on Twitter at Dane Moore NBA. And look, aside from not going to Vegas and hanging out and having a good time in the hot sun in July, is the fact that I can't go to In-N-Out. I can't go to In-N-Out and give me some animal style fries. I can't do that, which is awesome and so much of a good time. But then also, how about running up a tab on the Timberwolves PR people at Topgolf? How about doing that? Just run that tab up. We were ordering everything underneath the sun, man. That was a lot.
I know. It's all those things. That's what we need. That's what we all need is some social interaction time. This is gonna be weird.
Let's just make sure that it doesn't get back to Glenn Taylor. Hey, all right. So let me ask you this: this idea, this thought that the NBA, when it resumes, if it's able to resume relatively soon, and when I say soon, I'm talking about maybe in a month, month and a half, maybe the next couple of months. After things have kind of, well, hopefully died down here at some point, and when I say died down, maybe it's a poor choice of words, in terms of, like, we can kind of get past this really, really rough stretch here with the coronavirus, that possibly they should have all the teams play in maybe one city or have everybody housed in a hotel with an arena like they have out in Las Vegas. What do you make of that idea? Do you like that idea? Do you think that that will be something that NBA players should get behind? Because I have heard some comments from some former players that said that they weren't really too keen on that idea. Paul Pierce was not really for it. Kendrick Perkins, he said flat out, he said a couple days ago, he couldn't be away from his family. Like I can't be away from my kids and my wife like that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody in the country going through all of this. What do you make of that idea?
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky. We're left with pretty much just bad options, right? If we want to get this started in time to be able to make the playoffs happen, I do think if the playoffs are going to happen, you know, in a full set where we're actually having full series, like, it's something weird is going to have to happen. They're going to need to get it in as early as possible to get it done. And so, yeah, you're looking at a weird adjustment like this happening. And I think for me, when I'm thinking about the playoffs, and I want to find the way for the league to be able to do this with like the smallest asterisks as possible on, you know, who the champion is this year. Like, I don't want the, you know, the Bucks to end up winning it. And then the Lakers have this excuse of, oh, it was because, you know, everything was weird due to coronavirus. Like, yes, to some degree, it's going to be like that. But I just want them to find a way to be able to play 4 7-game series so these guys can say, you know, we played, it was a full schedule, we played it out, the winner won, the loser lost. Like, and I think to get that, to get a full series, you're going to have to do something like this, the bubble idea, if that's what we want to call it. Like, it is the way to, like, shrink the size of this. You're going to have to do something like this, the bubble idea, if that's what we want to call it. Like, it is the way to, like, shrink the size of the asterisks on this. And I just think that's important. Like, I want to see a champion crowned. I want to see LeBron have the shot to do that. I want to see Giannis have the shot to do that. And I want to watch, you know, 2 months of playoff basketball. And I think everyone does to see that. So, you know, I mean, I'm not, you know, telling Kendrick Perkins what to think, but, like, we're left with only bad options. So you gotta find the least bad option. And I hear what they're saying, but if that is the route to start playing basketball again in a month, the only route, you got to take it.
That you would side on, or you would go down the road of saying, look, you know, as much as it would suck to step away from families and all this stuff, whatever, I would just, you know, for the sake of us crowning a champion, let's just go ahead and play the rest of this season out. Now, I get your point. I see what you mean by that. But I guess it's not as easy as that. And the reason why I say that is because when Kendrick Perkins says it will be hard for me to leave my family in the midst of a global pandemic, there are other players, star players, that feel the same way. And all it takes is one or two to shut it down. If Steph Curry comes out and says, I'm not leaving my wife and kids, or if LeBron says, I'm not leaving my wife and kids, then you can't do anything. You can't go anywhere. And I know that Steph's not on a playoff contending team, but all it takes is one superstar or a couple of stars to say, not really sure that we can do this right now in this particular moment.
No, that's fair. I mean, it's just like at some point, then what is the line then? What do they want? They want it to be everything to be completely like clear. We're back to everything. We can back having fans in the stands. You know, it's going to take so long to get to full mobility, it seems like. So,
yeah.
It's just, I don't know. I mean, you're right. They got to strike some sort of balance where both sides are there. And, you know, the NBA and the Players Association are going to need to negotiate that. But both sides are going to have to relent on, you know, to some degree of being like, we need to make something that works for both of us. And they should both be aligned on the goal of wanting to, you know, complete the season and, you know, crowning an actual champion, not to mention all the revenue that the players are going to earn and the league is going to earn by playing all those games. Like, that stuff is huge too.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm totally with you, man. They got to get on the same page at some point. I do want to mention this. So a little bit earlier before the show started tonight, I don't know if you're watching this as well, but they were doing the replays of the NBA Finals between the Cavs and the Golden State Warriors when LeBron and those guys came back from 3-1. Were you watching any of that earlier?
I was more following the FSN was re-showing the KG game, that. But, I mean, obviously I remember that the Cavs-Warriors series well. Feels like a long time ago now.
Yeah, and they both were on at the same time. So it was kind of a going back and forth watching them both. But I only bring this up because I just see this tweet from Danny Cunningham, who you know well, that I guess in the Game 7 one, because that was the one that they were just showing, like, literally, like, for the last 2 hours, that they ESPN cut out the shot.
I
guess, like, the Kyrie shot?
Yeah, that's what I
mean, how do you do that? How do you do that? Like, I'm looking at Twitter, and Twitter's like, what is going on? How could you replay that game? And that's like the biggest shot of the game, and you cut that out. That's insane.
That was the game. I mean, yeah, I think that like a political thing one day, like they were trying to like cut down the time, or they got something against Kyrie. Like what?
Hold on, you gotta cut. Hey, you gotta take out a. Hold on, you can't take that out. If anything, there was like a stretch where people couldn't score. You take out those 2 minutes. You advance the game to an important moment beyond that.
That's true. That whole fourth quarter was brutal. Like, nobody was scoring the whole time until the very end when they got going with, like, a minute left and Kyrie hit that shot. Yeah, they could have cut out the whole rest of the fourth quarter. That's weird. I don't know what happened.
That is weird. That is so weird to me, man. That would be like, and I hate to bring up, you know, things that haunt all of us as Minnesota sports fans, but that would be like watching Vikings Falcons from 98 and Gary Anderson, you don't show the kick. Like, I know that I'm traumatized still to this day as I'm crying. But, I mean, you got to show that. You got to show so that everybody gets a full, complete picture of what the hell happened and the reason why we ended up in overtime. You know what I mean? This is weird.
Yeah. That kick. So, I got a funny Gary Anderson story. So that year, I'm in Little League Baseball, and Gary Anderson's kid is on my team and becomes, like, one of my best friends. And so I'm going over to Gary Anderson's house. And I'm like, you know, because he's one of like, his kid is like one of my best friends all the time. And then, you know, I'm sitting there watching him line up for the kick. And I was obviously we're all devastated from it. But I was thinking about my buddy Austin. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's his dad. Like, that is brutal. That's the insane Minnesota memory.
Yeah, that's insane, dude. That's so insane. Well, unfortunately, me and you won't be hanging out at Summer League this summer out in Las Vegas, you know, having drinks after the games or going to Top Golf and just doing whatever. But at least at some point, we do believe that we'll get back to seeing some NBA basketball here in the next couple of months.
We need it. I think everybody needs it. I mean, look, if everybody's getting this into the Kyrie shot, I think that shows you how much everybody is just craving, you know, yeah, sports or something to, you know, collectively gather around. So that's why I hope the NBA can do it. Like, if we're all like semi shut down and the world and we can all get together and watch like the NBA playoffs every night, like think about how fun that would be. That would be an absolute blast. NBA fans would get into it.
Yeah, it'd be awesome, man. Hey, Dane, I appreciate you hanging out with us tonight, man, and we'll talk to you down the line, bro.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Dane Moore, Zone Coverage Minnesota, joining us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. I tell you, I'm going to miss that in and out. My goodness. Although I know Shaletta's probably like, what? Talk to me about Whataburger. I can't front. That burger's pretty good, too. Whataburger's good. The In-N-Out burger, the actual burger itself, it was okay. The fries, though, oof, off the chain. All right, coming up next, how are those working on the television side of sports dealing with all of this? We'll talk to Jim Rich, Fox 9 sports anchor, next here on Late Night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.